Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. Her book, Talk is Not Cheap, is still outstanding. Also, Success is a Decision of the Mind. Also, Communication Strategies That Work. And she is the purveyor of TalkListen.com website and our top communication expert in the Brain Trust, with us now for 16 years. Beverly, thanks for hanging out with me. We're talking about culture. In the last segment, you were impressing upon us the fact that what you think is your culture in your business, if you've even thought about it, may not be what you think it is. And if you haven't even thought about it, I almost guarantee you it's not what you would think it is. Because it's going to wind up being like a grown-up lot with weeds and everything if you don't take care of it. So how do we identify what our culture really is, and how do we fix it if we don't like it?
Well, first of all, you have to have some anonymity that people can speak freely, because as you said at the end, a lot of business owners get their feelings hurt when they find out that
people
that work for them don't like it.
People are not jumping all over the place to tell the boss how they feel.
Right. So bringing in an impartial and trained, you know, third party, if you can afford it, that's the thing to do. If you can't, then have a way that people can, you know, write things down and put them someplace and there's no name attached. And if you do that, you make sure that everybody has the same kind of paper and the same kind of pencil. So
one thing that the person needs to do, it seems to me, Beverly, and you help us if I'm wrong here, is to impress upon people, this is to improve the company. Not, this is not a gripe session type thing.
That's right.
You know, if you have something to say, say it. Even if it's the worst thing you know that you want, don't not say it, but say it in a way that's productive.
Right, and the way to get this type of information out without getting bogged down or turning it into a gripe session is to use a process called brainstorming, which most people are familiar with. That's where you go around and everybody says, you know, a phrase or a word, and it's written down, and nobody makes a comment until they're all out, and you go around a couple rounds, and then you open it up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great technique. But here's some of the words that might come out about what people want in a culture. Maybe they want to be able to achieve. Now, these are all good things. Maybe they want to be able to approach. Approach maybe the owner when something is not as it should be and feel like, you know, the owner is going to be able to handle it. They want balance. They want balance between their work life and their personal life. They may want, they want to be empowered. That doesn't mean they want to be able to make all the decisions, but they want to know what their empowerment level is. And it's so easy to come up with I give all my clients it's a 8-level system, and you tell somebody this is the task and this is the empowerment level for this task. You're not putting a person on an empowerment level, you're putting the task, taking
mm-hmm.
the person into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
They want to engage. They want people to listen to them. That might be something.
Mm-hmm.
And you may think, well,
they might want more responsibility, more authority.
Yes. You won't know. They want support. Maybe they want to be able to resolve things. Communicate. That's usually a big one. You know, there'll be other things in there with communication. But get it out what it is that people want.
Mm-hmm.
And then set about how you go about accomplishing some of these. You know, in other words, if people say what they want is they want to have the say before there's a significant change.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? You know, what does that mean? That means when an idea comes out that, you know, you have you know, discussions, you have input, right. You're asking for information, but what you've got to find agreement in what you want this biosphere to be. And business owners, let me tell you, you're not going to like everything that they say they want, because you're going to think, oh, we have that.
And some of it might even hurt your feelings. And here's another thing you might find out. You might find out that you're doing what they want. It's just that it doesn't look like it. You need to put a new face on it or something.
That's right. But look at the pronoun. And it's
right.
Not we are doing that. It may be that you're doing that. And maybe the people that you confide in the most. But you've got to get in touch with the people that are interfacing with your customers,
yeah,
and your suppliers. You've got to make sure what that culture is and what they want.
Beverly, I want to stick one thing in here before we wrap up the segment. Folks, if you're not willing to make the changes that are reasonable, that are presented to you by your people, don't start this process. Because, Beverly, I've gone in after the company did what you're just talking about, and no changes, then they brought me in to try to fix it, and what I got from the people was, why would I tell you anything? They tried this before, and nobody did anything.
Yeah.
If you're not going to take the steps, don't set yourself up for having, you can make it worse.
But that's no reason not to do it.
I agree.
You're going to have to realize it's not a one-step process.
Right, well said. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Okay.
TalkListen.com, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly Inman Ebo. Check her out at that website, and you'll see if she can help you. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.